What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is the first time you're tuning into this podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, such as 1.21, the Armadillo and Wolf and Trial Chambers update, or if these are updates that we would like to see come to the game, like backpacks and sleeping bags and daggers, things like that. If either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. And if you find yourself enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving a review maybe and subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to it on. And if you find yourself really enjoying it, why don't you consider sending it to a friend who might also enjoy it? So let's get things kicked off here with the Q&A segment. The Q&A segment, of course, is the one in which I turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, and feature your ideas and comments on all things Minecraft. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what is your honest opinion about the Allay? The Allay, I voted for it. I think it's a pretty cool mob. I wanted to see what you guys thought about it. Micaiah says, I find it kind of pointless. Plus, new players would have no idea what to do with it. I've been playing ever since minecarts, and I didn't know that it could double. Or I guess what they're saying is they didn't know that they could duplicate the Allay. And great point here. Now, again, like I was talking about in last episode about the new advancements and how those new advancements were actually teaching new players how to play the game, I feel like this kind of thing would be good to have advancements for. Maybe there could be an advancement for using the Allay in certain ways and duplicating it. I feel like that would be exactly what the Allay needs. Energy Turtle says, as I don't use it, I don't have much of an opinion, but I think that they can be very helpful for collecting items, so it's not bad. And yeah, I mean, for collecting items, I mean, I've seen people use it to great effect that way. I thought it was going to be a little bit better than it is, but I don't really use it very often, so I guess I can't complain very much. But one gripe that I do have about Allays is that when they throw the items that they've collected, they tend to throw it on top of the note block instead of sort of around its base where you would probably be putting the collection system. So you have to really kind of finagle with the note block situation there in order to get the Allays to actually throw it in the right place. I kind of wish that they would just say the Allay throws the items at the side of the block rather than on the top of the block. But hey, I guess we can always do something to make it happen. Folklore Witch says they can be helpful and they're cutish. Again, the personality coming out. And I like the Allays for their personality. They're very cool and mysterious kind of creatures. They always have something to do with the Vex, and they just have this mysterious origin and role in the world, and I kind of wish that they would unpack this a little bit in the game. Pro says, it's okay for mining purposes. I mainly use it for collecting the emeralds vindicators drop when they die. Very interesting there. I would have never thought to use it in that way. Anselm says, it just seems, well, useless. We only voted it because everybody thought it would dupe. When is there going to be a dropped item on the ground and exactly the one you gave the Allay to? Now, I see your point there. I do think that you're probably misunderstanding, you know, what they were trying to communicate in the announcement video for the Allay. I do agree that a lot of people voted for the Allay because they thought it would duplicate items. And honestly, when I first saw the video, that's what I exactly thought too, but quickly was corrected by the community and by the developers as well on that. And after sort of watching that video again, I realized, oh, that was just my misunderstanding. As for the things that, you know, when is there going to be just something dropped on the ground that they would find, I feel like that's a misunderstanding on how the Allay works. The Allay is there to pick up things out of your farms, your automated farms, or while you're mining. When your inventory is full and you're not picking up everything, the Allay is there to pick those items up off the ground and put them where they go. So it's more for farming and mining than it is for scavenging. In fact, it's not for scavenging at all. That's more of what it is. Imagine, you know, chopping down a bunch of trees and delay goes behind you. After you've gotten all the logs, it picks up all the saplings and the apples and the sticks. It's that kind of a thing. I do agree, though, it is easily misunderstood. Blaze says it's a one-trick pony. It's got a very niche use that I never use. If they were more like villagers or piglins and bartered, they would be a whole lot cooler. Yes, they would be a whole lot cooler, honestly, if they were more like villagers and piglins. I don't know about bartering, but maybe if there was a different kind of interaction, maybe they could lead you to something, or maybe they give you a little bit of a buff somehow. That would be kind of cool, because they are NPCs. They have a personality and a personhood that the villagers and pillagers and piglins and illagers have. You know, they are characters. They're not just animals. So I kind of wish that they would inhabit that more of a role. Unless Mojang just wants to come out and say, no, they're more on par with the golems. Then, in that case, that clarifies things. But as right now, they feel very NPC-ish, and I wish that they would lean into that a little bit more. Godcat says, and they're annoying to work with and find, but they are handy little things. Agreed. Very much like villagers in that way. Nintendo Fan 64 says it's cool, but it needs more uses. Quackity says the Allay is useless to fix it. Mojang needs to make the Allay lead you to a location of the item you give it, but it doesn't work on stuff like diamonds. There's an interesting idea there, to give the Allay something and then it leads you to find that item. Might be useful. I don't know if it's more useful than what it can already do, but that does sound kind of nice. And finally, Silas says, I think it is kind of overrated, to be honest. It is not very useful, and I would only use it in very certain situations. And I would agree. Yeah, unlike the villager that, you know, has a lot more breadth to what it can do, the Allay seems to be sort of an inch wide and a mile deep, if you know what I mean by that. It seems like it could do more in the world, and I would like to see it do more, to be honest. Maybe interact with more things or have a different kind of use, something else that it gives you other than a collection service. Well, guys, thank you so much for these opinions. If you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go to the Discord and do it on the channel that I have dedicated to the Q&A segment, and I will do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, the link is in the description of this episode. Go check it out. It's a great place to talk about things like Minecraft, this podcast, ideas for Minecraft updates, and also the One Block Challenge that I do here on the podcast every week. If you need a refresher on what the One Block Challenge is and how to do it, all the details are in the description of this episode. This week's theme is floating, so I'm looking for ideas about blocks that have to do with floating, and your deadline is actually tomorrow, so if you haven't sent me your idea, go ahead and do it as soon as possible. Well, with that being said, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. I have been talking about weapons for a long, long time, and I just thought I'd do it again, because it is something that, with the advent of the mace coming into Minecraft, it seems appropriate to have these kinds of discussions. I wanted to kind of zoom out and look at weapons big picture and ask the question, what makes a weapon a good weapon? And I sat down and I made out these notes, really kind of thinking about it. And I've come up with a few sort of standards for what makes a weapon a good weapon in Minecraft. One is power, so how much damage this weapon can deal. Another is versatility, and that's how good it is in a given situation. The next is sort of like two things combined. It's specialty or style. These are unique abilities that this weapon has, or a niche in which it operates the best. And then you have the fourth and final, which is enchantments, and that's just any enchantment that can make it a better weapon. So those are my four standards, really, for what makes a weapon a good weapon. The power it has, its versatility, the speciality or style, and the enchantments. Now, there are two weapons in the game that I feel fit this profile perfectly. And the two weapons are the Netherite Sword and the Netherite Axe. Let's look at the Netherite Sword first, since that's the one that's really iconic. It has a base power of 8 damage, a critical attack of 12 damage. As far as its versatility, It's good in any situation. There are no conditions that you have to meet in order to use the sword to its full potential. As far as its speciality and its style, it's good for faster attacks, and it also has the sweeping edge effect so that you can hit multiple targets at one time. And as far as enchantments go, it has one of the best combat enchantments in the game, and that is Sharpness. Sharpness 5 is a really, really powerful enchantment to have on your sword. But also you have the axe, of course, and the axe, the base damage of the axe is 10 damage higher than the sword. The critical attack is 15 damage, which is also higher than the sword. So in terms of raw power, the axe just pulls way ahead of the sword. As far as its versatility, it is good in any situation, again, but it does have a longer cooldown. However, there are still no conditions that you have to meet in order to use the axe to its full potential. As far as its speciality goes, any style, combat style that it's good for, it's really good against players using shields. It can disable a shield with a critical attack, and that's really, really good in a combat situation. And as far as enchantments go, again, we have one of the best combat enchantments in the game, Sharpness, especially Sharpness 5. So in terms of the potential you can reach with these weapons, they're somewhat equal. The axe is more powerful, but it does have a longer cooldown than the sword does. So it has a lower DPS, but higher attack in general. Next, we have the third more common weapon in the game. We have the bow. The bow is a great weapon according to that profile. For its power, its base power is 6 damage on a full charge and 11 damage critical. Now, I couldn't figure out for the critical attack on a bow if that's something that's just random or if there's a condition to meet. It appears to be random, but I'm not really sure on that. From the wiki, I wasn't really sure. But you can deal 11 damage with a critical hit from a bow. Versatility-wise, it is good in most situations. You do have the condition of needing arrows for it to fire, and it is nearly useless underwater. So I would say it's good for most conditions when you're out in the open and you've got plenty of arrows on you. It is very good for ranged combat, and you can use tipped arrows. So ranged combat, tipped arrows, that seems to be its speciality. And as far as enchantments go, you have a great one as well, Power. Power is a fantastic enchantment for your bow. It's something you definitely want. It really makes your bow much more powerful, like it sounds. Next, we have the mace. Now, the mace obviously has not been officially added to the game yet, and when it is added to the game, it is going to be a lot different than it is right now in the snapshots. So as of now, the mace is not quite as well-rounded as the other weapons in the game. The mace has a base power of 7 damage. It has a critical attack power of 10.5 damage. So that, you know, that's comparable, I think, to the Netherite sword. It's a little bit lagging behind the Netherite sword in terms of damage, but it's nearly there. It's decent in any situation, I would say, but not as powerful as other weapons, and it does have a condition. Now, that condition is falling, and we have yet to see how players are going to adapt to this condition. There might be a meta that arise where, you know, people really hack the mace and know how to use the mace to great effect. We have yet to see that happen, but as of now, the condition kind of feels a little awkward to me, but the payoff is huge because there is massive power behind the mace if you meet the falling condition. The smash attack on a mace is hugely powerful. In fact, the mace, because of that, is the most powerful weapon in the game, even though its base power is less than that of a Netherite sword. As of now, the mace has no enchantments, and I don't really like that. I really hope that it does get enchantments, specifically ones that will make it better in normal combat. So that when you're not falling, you still kind of have something unique to bring to the battlefield, and enchantments that maybe can make that falling condition easier for you to meet, so you don't have to pillar up or rely on having a lot of wind charges in your inventory. Or maybe that's just the way to balance it. Maybe making it so that you have to have those wind charges, or maybe potion of leaping or something, just, you know, gives a little bit of balance there. Maybe there could be an enchantment that deals splash damage when a critical attack is dealt. So when you're not doing a smash attack, you just hit a mob with a critical attack, and it does a splash damage area around it, hitting any entities, any mobs or players in the general, 1 to 2 to 3 block radius of that critical attack. Or maybe instead of dealing damage, it could just stun any nearby mobs for 2 seconds. That's something that I've seen suggested a lot, is a stun mechanic for the mace. And honestly think that that would be really, really great. So that's the mace. And we come to my favorite weapon in the game to complain about, the trident. The trident really, I think, is in somewhat bad shape when it comes to the rest of the weapons of the game. It has a lot of promise when you get it. You think, oh man, this is an excellent weapon. And then once you move into end game, you realize there's just no way to bring this weapon forward into the game with you. It just stays in its own little 5 minutes of fame. Once you get you get the trident in early-ish to mid game, and it's good at that point, but once you get into late game, you've moved on to your sharpness 5 netherite sword. And why else would you need, why do you need the trident at that point? It's basically irrelevant. I don't like that. But anyways, get into the details of the trident. The trident's base power, you have one for melee and one for ranged. It's 9 points of damage for melee and 8 damage for ranged attacks. The critical attack damage is 13.5. So honestly, stat-wise, as far as the damage the trident can deal out, it's pretty decent. It's in between the netherite axe and the netherite sword in power. But again, that's unenchanted netherite axe and netherite sword. Once you put sharpness on there, then it's game over for the trident. It's only good for melee unless it has loyalty. And what I mean by that is, if you don't have loyalty and you're using your trident ranged attack, you're going to have to go after your trident and collect it again. That's a headache. Honestly, loyalty should almost just come with the trident right away. It shouldn't be an enchantment. It should just be a feature of the trident. Or maybe not, but I just feel like that is, like, why would anyone just throw this weapon, deal damage, and then like have to run towards your enemy to get your weapon again? It seems really silly to me, but anyway, that's how it is. Now, if you do have loyalty, it is great for ranged attacks underwater. Now, that's where the bow, and later on we'll talk about the crossbow, they fail. Underwater attacks with those weapons ranged do not work, but if you have the trident, you can do really good ranged underwater attacks, especially if you have loyalty. With enchantments, the problem with the trident is that mediocre potential is locked behind these hard-to-meet conditions of being in water or fighting wet mobs. Loyalty is its only good enchantment. Riptide and channeling are very niche, and they both have a very inconvenient condition. Now, I'm not going to really rat on Riptide and channeling. I think that they're pretty cool enchantments. I just think that for combat situations, they are rarely used, and their condition is just awkward. No one's going to want to fight a trident player when you're in underwater. You're just going to get out of the water, and then you've beaten the trident player, because what are they going to do? I mean, you've got your netherite sword. What are they going to do? So if the trident is really only good at all, if you're underwater or fighting wet mobs or in the rain, those are conditions that are out of the player's control most of the time, and they can't just be achieved. Like falling for the mace, you can intentionally do that. But water, you know, being underwater, being in water, and then fighting wet mobs, like, that's not something you can really intentionally do, at least not as easily. And then the payback that you get for achieving that condition really isn't that great. It's definitely not as great as what the mace has. So I just think that's a little bit lacking. I think that the trident needs an upgrade tier to make it more powerful. Maybe upgrading it to netherite or changing some of its enchantments. And the condition for powerful attacks really should have nothing to do with water. I understand the trident is an aquatic themed weapon, and that's fine, but the condition of having to physically be in the water or having the weather to be a very certain thing is just not conducive to combat gameplay, in my opinion. Maybe you have a different opinion, but I just feel like the condition needs to be changed a little bit. It could still have something to do with water, maybe. Maybe you have to drink a water bottle or something. I don't know. But I just feel like the condition needs to be a little bit simpler and something that the player can just do intentionally on the spot and not have to be like, oh, let me make a puddle real quick so that I can fight. Here's an idea for a new condition. Maybe a new condition for the trident to unlock all of these cool features is player speed for encouraging sprinting attacks. So if you want to really make your trident really powerful, you start sprinting. And the faster you're going, the more damage your trident deals. So that's just a thought. Let's move on to the crossbow. The crossbow, obviously, one of the more awkward weapons in the game. Nobody really knows what to do with it. Its base power, and this, okay, so I'm getting this information off of Minecraft.wiki. I trust them, but I'm kind of like confused as to the power of the crossbow. It has this like list of power that the crossbow can achieve, and it's like minimum power, average power, maximum power. I don't know how that works mechanically, but I'm just going to read it anyway because I trust them. Do your own research if you doubt me. But for base power, the minimum base power for the crossbow is 7 damage. Average is 9 and maximum is 11. And this is identical to the bow. Honestly, as in terms of power dealt by the crossbow when using arrows, it's about the same as a bow. They're pretty much the same weapon. Now, if you use fireworks, the numbers change. The minimum damage from a firework from a crossbow is 11. The average is 14.5 and the maximum is 19. So now you're getting up into really high numbers here, which is pretty crazy. Some good numbers here for power from the crossbow. Now, the crossbow, I think, is good in most situations. Again, it has the condition of needing projectiles, such as arrows or firework rockets, and it's nearly useless underwater. Again, you don't want to take the bow or the crossbow underwater. It's the opposite of the trident. Obviously, good in ranged combat. It can use tipped arrows, and then its niche, its speciality, is that it uses firework rockets. I think that's where the crossbow really stands out, is that it uses rockets. The enchantments that the crossbow can have really place it behind the bow in usefulness. It doesn't have anything like infinity, and it doesn't have anything like flame, and it doesn't have anything like power. I think it may have punch, but I'm not sure. It certainly doesn't have power. So I think that the crossbow needs enchantments such as power and infinity. Honestly, multi-shot could be changed so that the projectiles are fired one after the other in a straight line, you know, to mimic the bow's spamming capabilities. People like to spam with the bow. What if we had something like that for the crossbow and multi-shot could be adjusted to be that? Firework rockets, I think, should be easier to get. Maybe we could trade them from the Fletcher villager. I think that would be fairly appropriate. So that's a general overview of the weapons and, you know, their capabilities and the niches that they fill. Ranked according to non-enchanted potential power, this is how the weapons stand. First of all, you have the mace. Now, I'm talking about power that they can achieve without the help of enchantments. They're meeting all of their conditions. This is the top power they can achieve without using enchantments. For the mace, there's no limit. There is no ceiling. You can, as much power as you can accumulate from falling, there's no ceiling to that power. And that's incredible to me. So the mace definitely takes spot number one when it comes to potential power. The crossbow slides in here at number two, which is pretty crazy. The crossbow at 19 power with rockets, without any enchantments at all. Just that raw potential power with rockets is 19. That's nothing to laugh at. Then at third place, we have the Netherite Axe at 15 power. Next, you have the Trident at 13.5 and the Netherite Sword at 12. And last, coming in last as far as potential power that can be achieved without the use of enchantments, you have the bow. The trusty bow, the one that everyone loves, coming in last as far as potential power that you can deal without the use of enchantments. Now let's adjust that for enchantments. Let's put the enchantments in there and see if anything changes. Again, we have the mace, got no enchantments, but no limit to the power it can achieve. We have the bow coming from last place to second place. When you have power 5 on it, it can achieve 25 points of damage. That's crazy. And then, to everyone's surprise, Impaling 5 Trident comes in third place, 21.5 melee damage and 20.5 range damage. Now, this comes with a caveat, and it's pretty silly. This can only be achieved against wet mobs only. This cannot be dealt against a player. It cannot even be dealt against all mobs, specifically mobs that are in water or in the rain. That is stupid. That is dumb. Dumb. And usually I don't react that strongly to things, but that just annoys me to death that the Trident has this potential power. It could be the third most powerful weapon in the game. But nah, you can't use this against other players. You can only use it against mobs that are wet. That's just silly. That needs to change. In fourth place, you have the crossbow, 19 with rockets. Now, if we were to adjust this for multi-shot, since you have some extra damage that you can deal by firing 3 firework rockets with multi-shot, that number could be much higher, but with a room for variation. If we were going to change it, multi-shot being in a straight line instead of splayed out, it could be even more. So that could be potentially very powerful. But right now it's just at 19. And then in fourth place, we have the Netherite Axe with sharpness 5, dealing 18 damage. And then in last place, the Netherite Sword with sharpness 5, dealing 15 damage. So in terms of enchanted power, things really change up a bit and get really surprising here. The Trident is a very powerful weapon. Unfortunately, you just can't use that power against your friends. You have to use it against mobs that are wet. That's just so dumb. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so silly. The crossbow, I feel like people need to give it a fair shake. It's pretty powerful. And considering multi-shot being in there as sort of a hidden power alternative, might be something worth investigating. Now, in light of all of this, if I were to change anything about weapons, and boy, howdy, would I change things. First of all, I would say multi-shot and a crossbow should fire 3 projectiles in a straight line, one after the other, instead of having the shotgun effect being splayed out. There would be no need for a power enchantment for the crossbow if this were the case, because you would just have a boom, 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 firework rocket one after the other 3 times in a row with that combined power. That's huge. And also you could, you know, strafe it a little bit and spray a little bit with it. I think that would be pretty cool if multi-shot were changed in this way. The next thing and the last thing I would change is that impaling on a trident should be useful against other players, not just against mobs that happen to be wet. It should be useful against all entities. And that is the silliest thing about tridents right now, that you have this massive amount of power that you can only deal in to very specific mobs in very specific situations. That's just crazy to me. Like, that's useless, really, unless you're, I guess, going up against, guardians or drowned. But, I mean, come on, that's kind of overkill for those mobs, right? So I don't know. The PvP potential of the Impaling Trident is just waiting to be unlocked if they could just change Impaling so that it acts against players as well as mobs. And not wet ones. Gosh, let's take that condition out of it completely. Just no matter where you are, no matter what the weather is, this should still work. Now, that's just my opinion. I'll probably keep talking about the Trident every now and then just because of how bugged I am about it. But that'll bring us to the end of this episode, guys. I hope this was a fun discussion for you. Send me your questions and your comments and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.